أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنبلونكم في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala informed us that each one will have to die, and our real life is after death. And yet it is to prepare for that eternal, everlasting life of the Akhirat. This dunya's life is not our object. This is the place where we have to prepare for the Akhirat. With regard to that, Allah Ta'ala warns us that the non-Muslims, the Jews, Christians, Ahle Kitab, they will be always on your backs to cause you harm. And you will be tested as far as your wealth is concerned, as far as lives are concerned. Lives will also have to be given in the path of Allah, and your wealth also. And also you will listen to a lot of their criticism and the evil things that they will say. All that you will have to tolerate for you to remain on deen, and for deen to be alive and become alive. This is the absolute necessary ingredient, that a person is prepared to spend his wealth also for the deen of Allah, give his life also for the deen of Allah, and his honor and respect also he gives for the deen of Allah. That is how Islam spreads and Islam becomes alive. Normally today, unfortunately, we as Muslims also, we want Islam to spread with technology, with all the other outward things, etc. That is the fuel for Islam to be alive and to spread, is the fuel of giving our wealth and our lives in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, لَتُبْلَغُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. البتہ تمہارے آزمائش ہوگی مالوں میں اور جانوں میں. Undoubtedly, you will be tested as far as your wealth is concerned and as far as your lives are also concerned. In other words, you'll have to be prepared to give this if you want to remain on Islam and if you want Islam to come alive. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. اور البتہ سنو گے تم اگلی کتاب والوں سے. And undoubtedly, you will listen to a lot of things from the Ahle Kitab, min qablikum, who are before you, the Ahle Kitab, wa min alladhina ashraku, or mushrikos se, and even from the mushriks, the idolaters, that is the Quraysh of Makkah, and whoever the idolaters will be till the day of the Qiyamah. In other words, all non-Muslims, you will have to listen to a lot of criticism, adhan kathira, but goi bahat, lots of criticism, lots of remarks they will make. And today, unfortunately, is the time they forget non-Muslims, Muslims themselves, who have been influenced by the West, by their education, by staying in their company, and that they also the same problems are caused not only by the non-Muslims but by Muslims themselves also, and they also pass all remarks when a person wants to practice on the deen of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The solution to that Allah Ta'ala gives, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. اگر تم صبر کرو اور پرہیزگاری کرو. But however, if you will make sabr, that is, you maintain the law of Allah. You don't become influenced by them, but you remain firm on the law of Allah, and you choose taqwa. That is, you don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, you observe them. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. تو یہ ہمت کے کام ہے. This is the work of people who have got himmat, who have got courage. That is, they don't fall prey to the temptations and to the evil forces of this world, but they remain firm on the deen of Allah Ta'ala. When the Dajjal will come, he will have a lot of technology with him, materialism with him, and people who are inclined to those things, They will become influenced by him. Already we see where all the starting things of the Dajjal are always are all everywhere around. So those people who follow that and who will accept the Dajjal as their leader, though not they don't say it officially, but then their dunya will be made. And they will have a comfortable life in dunya, but they will have to be breaking every law of Allah. Their akhirat will be destroyed. Allah will be displeased with them. So Allah is warning us here that even before the Dajjal comes, be ready that you are prepared to sacrifice your lives for the deen of Allah, your wealth for the deen of Allah, your respect and honor also for the deen of Allah. Only those who will be prepared to do that will get saved from all the fitnas, whether it is of Dajjal, whether it is of Ya'juj, Ma'juj, that will come after Dajjal, and they will have a lot of power. Dajjal will have a lot of material things, and he will make things easy for people, give them food to eat. When there will be drought, when people will have nothing to eat, the Dajjal will give them food, and he will display qualities of Allah by the permission of Allah, which will be a test for the people. And after that will come Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and they will have a lot of strength and power. At that time also, only the people of Iman will be able to be saved. But those people who just want the comfortable life of dunya and made dunya's life their object, unfortunately, they will fail hopelessly at that time. So it is very important for us that we understand that we as Muslims, we are not here for this dunya, but for akhirat, the eternal, everlasting life of the akhirat. We must not opt for the temporary little bit of this dunya and sacrifice our eternal life of the akhirat. For that, effort on our iman is absolutely essential. If a person is not making effort on his iman, there is great fear that when these fitnas as they come, a person will lose his iman. And he will just want be worried of his dunya and see that he's comfortable in dunya. He won't worry of the laws of Allah. He won't worry of the deen of Islam. He won't worry of his eternal life of the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us and guide us to righteousness and save us from all these fitnas which are already around us, and worse fitnas are still going to come. The fitna of the Dajjal is such a fitna that every Nabi warned his people, and every Nabi was afraid of the fitna of the Dajjal coming in their times. And the fitna of Ya'juj, Ma'juj, they will be evil people who will cause havoc, who will kill people, and they will be more than the population of all the humans together. Not only the Muslims, but all the humans in the world, which are estimated at about 8-9 billion, they will be more than them, and they will have great force and power also. At that time, only with iman can a person get saved. And if a person is interested only of material things and of this dunya and the comfort of this dunya, he will lose his iman immediately. May Allah protect our iman, the iman of our progeny, children, till the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah make us see that the real life is akhirah, and that is what we must be worried about and prepare for. Wa akhiru da'wana.